Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Last week, I read from Psalm 65, a song of praise and thanksgiving to God for his wonderful works and awesome grace. Today, I would like to read Psalm 88, a prayer of suffering and lament to our Lord God. Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength, like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness. This is a sad passage to read. The author of the psalm is clearly distraught, feeling abandoned, isolated, rejected, shunned, and full of sorrow. And yet, the writer also makes it clear, in the very first verse, who he is appealing to for rescue. O Lord, God of my salvation. If you have had the pleasure of raising children, or even been around them very much, you know that it doesn't take long for some amount of complaining to take place when children start playing together. One day, while spending some time at a nearby park, I paused to observe a team practice of young football players. We live in a very warm climate, and this practice was taking place in the middle of the afternoon. The coaches and players alike looked very hot, tired, and ready to go home. I heard some grumbling and complaining off to one side that I first thought was a squabble between children, but it turned out to be a couple of players who had had enough and were taking their complaints to the coach, begging him to stop practice and let them get some water. They weren't bothering to complain to each other, or, surprisingly, not even to their parents who were watching. They knew their complaints would fall on deaf and helpless ears. Instead, they went to their coach because they knew he was the only one who had control over the practice, so they made their pleas heard and were counting on his mercy to hear their cries of thirst and fatigue. The session ended about 5 minutes later. It confirmed a long-held belief that if you want to see a change in something, ask the right person. In the case of our psalmist today, it was more than harsh weather that was burdening him. He is severely suffering from possible illness, so much so that his friends have shunned him. His soul is so full of troubles that he has lost his strength nearly to the point of death. And worse, he seems to be struggling under the extreme weight of his guilty conscience, of sin and fear of the wrath of God. Have you had days or times in your life similar to these? Days when you feel so miserable that not even your friends find you good company. Days when you are beating yourself up for something awful you said or did, and worrying about punishment from God, or if he even cares. The psalmist, feeling rejected, isolated, abandoned by friends and helpless, clings to the same hope that we can cling to in those times, that Christ has not forsaken us, has not abandoned us. We will still say, "But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you." God desires all of us to come to him in prayer with our worries, our fears, our thanksgivings, and petitions. Our loving and omniscient Father hears us and will answer according to his gracious will. Matthew's words in chapter 7, verse 7 and 8 read, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to one who knocks, it will be opened." Prayers made in reverence to Christ and in faith are all about God, his grace, his mercy, his incredible love. So many times we think that God doesn't hear us, or is punishing us, or neglecting us because we didn't get everything we asked for. It's sometimes very difficult to be patient or to see the big picture for our lives because the desires of our sinful hearts are often out of sync with God's will and cause us to forget God's promise of salvation and eternal life. Through humble prayer and with the power of the Holy Spirit, we continue to trust that God will incline his ear to us, certain that he will never leave us. God doesn't need our prayers, since he already knows all our worries and joys, but we need that close relationship with our Lord for the comfort of our souls in trying times. That is why we can boldly and confidently pray every time, "Thy will be done," for his perfect will is always for our good also. When you are struggling, as our psalmist was today, do not give up going to God in prayer for help. Cry out, complain, question, and request. He will hear and show you his steadfast love. Today, take comfort in the words of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you." We pray. Thank you, O Lord, that in our times of despair, sorrow, and sadness, you are by our side and hear our prayers. Protect us from the arrows of Satan and doubt, and grant us peace and comfort by your everlasting presence and steadfast love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.